All right, from my parents' basement.
Again, this is this is the big one.
Though. So stuff goes down when we're here.
True.
Last time, my mom put a hole in the roof with a dump.
Well, that was
remember she clogged.
That was that long ago.
And then I got fired from SNL the next day.
What?
Like the next 2 days? Yeah.
We haven't done one since then.
I think we did one.
The Hot Wheel track, yeah.
Hot Wheels, yeah.
Okay, that's all I was saying. I was like, damn. I thought I was like, time.
What, we play with that?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
You play with the Hot Wheel? Yeah, we had that Hot Wheel track last time we were playing with it. This is, I think, the third one. Good. This is the third one, at least the third one.
Third live. Oh, yeah, because I think we went to Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, it's good to be here.
What a good week.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I feel more confused than ever.
About what?
My whole life, dude. I got to raise a whole family. It's daunting. Oh, yeah. It's daunting stuff. I forget about it all the time. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to do another book. And then I'll go, oh, and then I got to shepherd fucking two lives.
Raise those kids.
I go, what the fuck? I go, what the hell am I going to do with those guys? I go, oh, man. I freak out. And then I go, I'll just like try to find a good school for them.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
But yeah. I've been trying to figure that out. I'm trying to figure out relationships.
They're difficult.
Very difficult, dude. I swear to God, I think the big part of it is you have to sit there. If you're in for the long haul, you have to like selectively pick parts of your personality and just incinerate them. Yeah. But you have to also make sure you're not like incinerating your core personality, because then you'll just turn into like a bland fucking, happy wife, happy life type.
Oh.
It's because you will. I understand the reason, dudes. I empathize.
Yeah.
When dudes like, I would see those blank 1,000-yard stares and be like, what a fucking pussy. And I see it now. I see why you'd smash the emergency glass and just go, hard reset of my whole system. Yeah. I don't care about anything.
You have
I don't
to.
Care. Just no, please just fucking stop torturing.
Just don't fucking yell at me. Phil was just telling me how nice it was. First thing he said when he picked me up, he was like, your mother's been gone for 2 weeks. I was like, God damn, you must have been getting fucking hammered, dude. He must have been getting blacked out every night.
He had just 14 days here.
14 days. And I was like, how was he? He was like, I mean, it was pretty much the same other than not having your mother come down and be like, did you empty the cat litter? Did you empty the litter box? He's like, she asked me every fucking day. The goddamn cat's got a nicer bathroom than I do.
Well, you start waiting for those interactions. That's the thing. When you know you're fucked, is you'll be sitting there like preemptively having that. Like it'll put like a ghost in your head.
Yeah.
Where now you're having those conversations when they're not even there. And you're like, see, I did put that there. And if she fucking, I'm gonna, you know what? She left that thing there. I'm gonna put it away quietly. Yeah. Once you're there, you're fried.
Oh man.
So I've been navigating that realm, and it's going well. It is going well.
It's a difficult realm.
It is a difficult realm. I see why dudes completely freak out.
Having one person tell me to do one thing, I'm like,
yeah.
I hate them. I wish they weren't in here. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Dude, it's crazy.
Oh, I had to get woken up at 8 a.m.
Who woke you?
Phil Pound. Dude, he pounds on the door like he's serving a fucking warrant. It's fucking crazy, dude. Nothing bothers me more. Doosh, doosh, doosh. Get up. That's how he fucking does it.
It's the best.
It's so fucking annoying, dude. Then I'm furious. And then my mom's yelling.
Jane.
She's like a cat, dude. She'll stand outside your door.
Jane. Jane. Come on, let's go.
Oh my God.
Gotta get moving.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
You're having like grade school flashbacks.
Dude, I had a wild night. Yo, I also, these are my dreams, dude. I have wild dreams.
She's some cat.
She really sits outside your door and just goes,
Shane. Come on.
It just rubs the wall.
Let's get moving.
Oh my
God. Let's get moving.
Dude.
They have so many dumb women have so many dumb phrases.
Oh, dude, I'd rather see a swastika on my wall. Yeah. Wake up, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Then fucking see her that.
Phil pounding.
We got to go.
Pounding the door.
Come on, let's go. Let's get moving.
I'd rather someone like 8x8 hit the side of my house with a swat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd be upset. I'd be deeply upset by that, obviously. But I'm saying if somebody hits me with
somebody happens to spray paint a swastika inside your room while you're asleep,
I'm living, dude. I'm living.
You're living. But nothing like waking up furious. Is there a worse feeling than an early morning wake up just absolutely?
Dude, imagine at 4 a.m. Imagine that at 4 a.m.
Bro,
imagine. And you wake up to a kid going, ah, and you just feel smacked. And I just go, it takes everything in me not to just go, ah. Let me
get the fucking out of here.
Yeah, dude, that I'm still thinking about. I can feel my shoulder getting nudged like a week ago. And
well, that just reminded me of that fucking Stortus.